Jill Harrington is a former nurse whose life changed in 2009 when her daughter Morgan was murdered in Charlottesville, so she knows of what she speaks.
Evil occurs in all places, all communities, nice places, like Charlottesville, like Lovingston, and like Blacksburg. Despite the fact that evil is nested in community, it is my belief that community is at the same time the medicine.
Harrington was speaking to a packed room at the Christiansburg Sheriff's Office. Officers had planned a community meeting there to unveil a campaign to partner with the organization she co-founded, called Help Save the Next Girl. But the room seemed transformed as she spoke about the murder of 13-year-old Nicole Lovell.
I remind myself that God was with Nicole every single moment of her life, and she is with him now. Hug your kids a little harder tonight. Participate in your community. Know your neighbors. Look out for one another.
Many who were there said they decided to attend after they heard about what happened to Lovell, to be with people to mourn. But like Harrington herself, to also transform their grief into action. Rhonda Rash lives in Christiansburg, just south of Blacksburg, where Lovell was from.
Through this organization, I think we need to be more observant. We need to just get involved. Even if you misinterpret a situation, it's better than if you didn't do anything and it goes the other way, you know?
You know, we're trying to change the culture of complacency that would walk away from this.
Again, Jill Harrington.
You know, there's personal responsibility, and then there's the responsibility of the passersby.
Harrington pulls out a card with a photograph taken by a student at Virginia Tech. Luke Mason was a classmate of her late daughter, Morgan Harrington.
He was at a game, and he'd been watching this girl who looked a lot like Morgan, you know, slumped over at the game. How he told me when he took the pictures, he said there was this smile of people there, but she, even though there were thousands there, she was alone. And game over, everyone filed out, and he started down towards her, and his friend said, "Don't do that, you know, you're going to get her in trouble." And he said, "She's already in a heck of a lot of trouble. She is alone."
And what happened?
He went and got the security people there to take care of her.
That photograph is now on a card the organization distributes to spread the word about bystander responsibility. On the other side of the card is a pledge young people are encouraged to sign. Here's what it says.
I will always trust my inner voice.
If it makes me feel uncomfortable or nervous, I will say no. I will say no.
I will love myself enough to ask for help.
I am strong, smart, and trust my instincts.
I will call someone. I trust
I will always carry my cell phone.
I will never let a friend leave an event.
I will check on friends when I haven't heard from them.
I will always use the buddy system.
We will help save the next girl.